This morning. This is Winners on RSN 927. Look, it's a quarter past 11. Now let's check in with Rob Nicholson, who was at Caulfield today. How are you, Rob?
Very well, Marty. It was quite pleasant this morning, just a little bit of a breeze, but was very, very nice indeed, and saw some very good horses going around.
There were, for sure. Let's talk about them stable by stable. We start off with Mick Price's horses, who line up over the weekend. Of course, he's got a busy weekend with runners Friday night and also on Saturday.
He does, Nadia. On Friday night, he'll kick off with Cry If I Want To, who was a reasonable runner last start and won previously to that at Sale, and worked very well this morning over 1,800 metres, just going around in evens, and came home the last 400 in a nice, solid 24 seconds, and I'd expect that Cry If I Want To go around very well on Friday night. Looks to be in a suitable race, and with a little bit of luck in running, should be very, very competitive. He's also got a couple of runners on Saturday in the Poseidon. Last start runner Hume, who flew home to finish fourth, was very impressive, and I'd expect him to run well. He went around this morning over 1,000 metres on the course proper and got around in a minute 5.13, came home the last 400 in a very impressive time of 23.49, hit the line very strongly, and I'd expect him to go extremely well, while Lone Eagle's also in the same race, and been running reasonably consistently this preparation, Nadia, and worked within himself over 800 in even time this morning, and looks in very good order, very fit, and should run well. He's getting deep into his preparation, so probably coming to the end of it, but Holm or Hume, depending on which way you decide to say it, looks to be the pick of the two. Oregon's Day is another one who looks to have overcome a few issues it had last start, which impacted on her run. Got a very highly strung and raced overly aggressively and out wide. Came back this morning from a gallop over 1,200 metres in a minute 18.97. Last 400 in 24.97 on the steeple grass, and she looks to have overcome all her issues and worked solidly enough to suggest she'll be competitive running in the Blazer on the weekend, while he has Hyam also going around. It worked 1,200 metres in a minute 18.87 for the 1,200 on the steeple grass, and got home the last 400 in 24.21, really hit the line stylishly this morning. And he's a last start winner for the stable, so I'd expect that Hyam will go fairly competitively in the manifold. That's obviously a step up from its last start, but hoping for a little bit of luck in running, and should run well for Mick Price on the weekend.
Also, let's talk about a couple he had jump out. One of them, the important jump out of Lankan Rupee. A lot of us thought that his career may be finished after what he did in Adelaide. What did they do there with him?
He went around this morning in the jump out with stablemate Run Gypsy Run, who's obviously a nice, promising type along the similar lines of Oregon's Day. They jumped out from the 1,100-metre mark on the steeplegrass this morning, and Run Gypsy Run won the jump out. It was a nice, solid, well-controlled gallop by Lankan Rupee, just got in behind Run Gypsy Run, and they took quite a distance on the rest of the runners, but the most important factor from, I think, Mick's point of view was the fact that the horse, Lankan Rupee, got around without being pushed, and looks to have come through it in good order. So I'd suggest that it'll probably have another jump out next week or a really strong gallop, but looks to have overcome the issues that saw him fail at Morpheville last start, Nadia, which is a most important thing.
It is. It's positive. Robert Smerton, is he having any runners over the weekend?
He is. He's going to run now or later, and is likely to accept for the Blazer Stakes on Saturday. The mare prepared this morning by doing pace work and looks in pretty good order. There's a horse that hasn't probably quite lived up to the wraps that Rob has on it, but hoping that she can find her best form second up here at Flemington, and the Blazer's certainly going to be a hot race, but if she can put her best foot forward, I think the pace work will certainly help her from this morning, and she should run well. Well, he also has Lavani nominated for a number of races, at Flemington and also in Randwick in the Yanks Stakes, I believe it is. And the mare has been very consistent in the past few starts and ran impressively this morning, working 800 metres on the course proper in a really sharp 49 and three quarters. Came home her last 600 in 36.95, and Robert suggested that there's a very strong possibility that she'll be headed to Sydney over the weekend. So if she does head up there, I'd say she'll be very competitive on her recent runs.
All right, and what about the new Maren Purcell camp? What's likely to line up there?
He's got quite a number of promising types going around, Nadia. Bonds Away is obviously in great order after its last start win with Linda Meach in the saddle and worked extremely well on the course proper this morning. The gelding ran 800 in 49.6 and quickened very sharply at the corner to run home his last 400 in slick 22.5. It's probably the fastest 400 of the morning by near on a second, just under a second. And he was super impressive the way he let down the last 400. Another horse that's on the up is Ralston, in really good order from last start win. The colt worked 800 on the course proper also this morning. He went around in 51 and he came home his last 400 metres in 24 seconds on the bridle. He'll likely contest the Poseidon, while Bonds Away will contest the very, very impressive field, the Gilgai Stakes. So Bonds Away certainly taking another step up, while Ralston's in great order for the Poseidon. He's got a debutante called Lady Bithar, who had a really short, sharp gallop on the course proper this morning over 600. She'll be making her race debut, hopefully in the Maribyrnong trial, I believe it is, and worked quite nicely for the 600 in 37 and closed the last 200 metres in 12 seconds flat. So nice, promising work from Lady Bithar. And Schism worked down at Warrnambool this morning, but speaking to the camp, that the mare will wear blinkers for the first time on Saturday in the Blazer Stakes, and reported that she worked very well this morning down there at Warrnambool in the blinkers, and hoping that that might provide just that little bit of extra spark to her race, and hopefully she'll close out well and win on the weekend.
Stuart Webb made a call on which way Coral Coast is going yet.
He's still undecided. I think he was going to make a decision later this afternoon, but he's nominated Coral Coast to run at Randwick and also at Flemington, but she worked extremely well this morning on the course proper at Caulfield. It was a terrific third last start, and she seems to have come on from that. She ran a minute 18.5 for the 1200 and came home the last 400 in 24.1 without being pushed too hard to the line, and worked really well within herself on the bit. I'd expect her to run very well after her last start run. And look, if she does go to Sydney, I think she'll be very competitive. And if she runs at Caulfield, I believe she's nominated for both the Manifold and the UCI Stakes. So wherever she does go, I think she'll be finishing top four, hopefully.
And what about horses for John Sadler?
Johnny Sadler had good old Charmed Harmony go around this morning. He went around in 1,000 metres and then really cranked it up the last 800 metres to run home in a scorching 47.5 for his last 800 metres. He continues to improve the longer his preparation goes, and he'll likely contest the race Paris Lane Stakes alongside stablemate Observational. He'll be resuming. Observational prepared over 1,000 metres on the steeplegrass this morning and came home the last 400 in 25 after running the 1,000 in a minute 9.5. And it looked for him to be running on. He's obviously got up to 7 years of age, but I would suggest that John will probably be aiming for a similar path he had last spring when he went around in the Bendigo Cup, and hopefully he can make it three wins in about 4 years, I think it is now. So if he can get there, that'll be terrific. So they look to be his two runners on the weekend, with Judy in Disguise also looking to run in the Manifold. It worked on the course proper over 1,200 metres this morning and came home the last 600 in 37 seconds. So Judy in Disguise would be the third of his runners for Saturday. Well, he's possibly going to run Seized and Jolie's Cafe on Friday night. Seized has just been kept nice and fresh, and as he said, he's hoping he's got his brain in racing order for Friday night, and he'll run around in the three-year-old plate while Jolie's Cafe is one that will be ridden by Noel Callow on Friday night in the benchmark 64 race. So hopefully both of those horses can run well for the stable as well.
And Andrew Noblett's going to have Silent Sedition resume in the Gilgai?
Yeah, this is probably one of the most consistent horses at Caulfield. Nadia had five runs last preparation, won or placed second in four of its five starts, with its worst performance being a fourth in the Queen of the Turf. Just an outstanding galloper, and I'd expect her to go very well. She prepared this morning over 800 metres on the steeple grass, with her last 600 metres in 37, her last 400 in 24, and her final 200 in 12 seconds, and look to have a little bit in reserve. So I'd expect a terrific run from Silent Sedition, and with Bonds away in the same race, you'd certainly be looking at Cornellaing both of those horses in the Gilgai after their Bonds Away's recent performance, and the record of Silent Sedition's outstanding.
And what about Blondie, who's going to line up for Brendan McCarthy?
Yeah, Blondie just had a nice gallop this morning to finalise her preparation. Has been running reasonably well, and I'd expect her to run well again. She worked 1,200 metres this morning in evens before quickening slightly to run home her last 400 in 25 under a reasonably strong hold. Wasn't asked to do a great deal. She's certainly getting fit the further she comes along into her preparation, and she'll contest the manifold on Saturday with a little bit of luck. He was certainly happy with the way Blondie worked this morning, and is hoping for a nice gate and a bit of luck in running for Blondie.
And John Maloney, he's going to have a few runners over the weekend too.
He certainly will. He's got Can't Remember, Give and Pay Up Bro all running around on Saturday. He's also got a couple of horses that could run Friday night in Belle Sapphire and Sunday Prey. Belle Sapphire will likely run around Friday night and just work 600 metres in 38 on the poly track this morning. Horse looks in good order for Friday night. Sunday Prey, who will also run on Friday night, work 1,200 metres just in even time on the steeple grass, running home the last 400 in 24.5. While Can't Remember will contest the Poseidon. It had a fairly strong gallop over 800 metres on the steeple grass in 52.52. Came home its last 400 in 24.15 and looks to be in good order. Give was very good over 1,200 metres on the course proper. He ran a minute 24 for the distance and quickened up nicely for the last 400 to run home in 24. Still had a little bit in reserve hitting the line, and hit the line quite stylishly. While Pay Up Bro looks in really good order, nice and fit and strong, and he worked well over 1,000 metres this morning in a minute 10, came home his last 400 in 24.25. So Johnny Maloney certainly got quite a number of runners. He's also got Dornier nominated for Friday night and has yet to make a decision on whether it'll run around on Friday night at Moonee Valley. So he's got quite a number of runners over the weekend, with, I would suggest, Pay Up Bro being his best chance with Give.
And what about Colin Little?
Colin Little, he's got some horses nominated. I don't think Jalan Jalan will back up after its run on the weekend behind Snitty Kitty, but just worked with the pony this morning. And he also has Casio going around on Friday night over in the benchmark 64. It worked 800 metres in 50, home the last 400 in 24 this morning, and with a little bit of luck, it does light the valley and it can run very well, so I'd expect it to run well at Moonee Valley on Friday night. Clinton McDonald's got Love Days on Friday night also running. It'll go around in the last race of the program. I believe it's the 1,000-metre handicap for benchmark 70. It did 600 metres on the course proper this morning in 38.1 and came home its last 400 in a nice and sharp 23.94. I'd expect it to go well. And finally, Colin Scott, got Doc's Hero running around in the same race. It had a quiet morning this morning, but did its main work last Saturday morning. He's keeping it nice and fresh, and certainly does thrive at the distance, and is going very well for Colin. So hopefully he can have a little bit of success there too.
Who do you think are the key horses from Caulfield?
As I said, I think in the Gilgai you can certainly go well with Silent Tradition and Bonds Away. I think you can possibly box those two horses up and hope for a nice Quinella in the race. I think that Relsun should run very well, as will Hume in the Poseidon. Aside from those, I think that Charmed Harmony will be very hard to beat in the Paris Lane if he goes around the way he did this morning. And Blondie should run well in the Manifold. Other than those, Nadia, I think Lavani, if it does go to Sydney, will be worth a little bit of value, as will Coral Coast.
Outstanding. Good on you, Rob.
Thanks, Nadia.